I hope that this year won.
Yeah. Okay, we are here with Kensington for the second January in a row.
Yeah.
It's exactly 1 year.
Yeah. Because exactly 12 months ago.
And a lot of things happened.
Yeah.
For you and for us.
Yeah, it was a fantastic year.
Yeah, we started the year in Groningen like we almost every year do. And then we went on a really big festival tour through Holland. And we recorded a new record in Berlin, in Germany, which is called Rivals. And we released it and it went straight to number one. And then we did a club tour, which completely sold out in a couple of weeks. And now we're here. And we just announced some really big shows in Holland for over 30,000 people. And they both sold out in 3 days. So it's been quite a year, yes.
Already. You already forgot the golden records.
Oh, I forgot the golden records. Oh, I think I forgot 10 things that happened. Can't remember
MTV
any.
MTV Awards.
Nothing
three
more.
3FM Awards.
Awards.
We did a small European tour, which was really fun. And now we're going on a big European tour, which is probably more fun because we're coming to Italy as well.
Yes.
Probably.
Finally, first
Milano.
Time.
We are trying to introduce to Italian another time.
Yeah.
Band, because do you remember then? Past time we are talking about how do you form the band, the first question. Now we are focusing more on Rivals because it's the album that brings you in all of Europe.
We're bringing Rivals to 8 countries and Italy is due on February 12th.
Yeah,
in Milan in Circolo Magnolia.
Circolo
Magnolia.
It is very close to the airport, so
okay.
And it's free.
And it's free, so that's
it's
the best reason to come.
Yeah, because
so you can spend more money on drinks.
Is it a nice place?
Yeah. It is.
It's in the park, right? I heard
it is in the middle of a park, and it's pretty far from the center, but it's a cool venue.
No, a friend of mine lives in Milan, so he's also coming to the show. It's really cool.
Oh.
He told me about the venue. That's it's a free show.
Yeah.
And after we'll buy tickets in Holland and man.
So we are saying even to Dutch people, and if they want to come in Milan for shopping and for
all tickets are sold out in Holland. But if you want to come to Milan, it's a free show. Drop in your car or an airplane.
I think that a ticket for our shows on the black market in Holland is more expensive than a plane ticket to Milan. So you should come to Milan and check out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Rivals because you recorded it in Berlin. What is your choice? Okay, Berlin is cool, but
we did it in Berlin because we were in the previous records. We also recorded with the same producer, Nusaruk. He lives in Berlin, so we just went back to Berlin to finish the record and record with him again. And then after all, we mixed the album with Tom Lord Algy in Miami, Florida. And then it was done.
Yes. So, how was keeping the inspiration for this album, because it's the third album, so, you know, the first come naturally, the second you feel maybe a bit of pressure, the third...
Yes, it's
interesting, because
we had like the other way around, because our first album didn't do really much. Our second album felt like the first one. For a lot of people, they thought it was the first one. So normally you have like the difficult second one.
Yeah.
And the difficult second one was the third one for us. So we actually skipped all the difficulties, and we just wrote another album. For us, it was I don't know. This is actually the most natural album we ever did. It was like perfectly. The flow was there. We learned a lot from the two previous albums we did, so it actually was for us a perfect situation. It was really and The only thing I had a problem with was the lyrics, and to write about something that was real, you know, because we had a really good year, and then I didn't want to write about like we're on tour and we're drinking a lot and we're having parties, blah blah blah. We're having a good life, so it was difficult to create
because
that.
Because you lose a bit the contact with reality.
No, your reality is different than before. It's still reality, only it's a different reality. You have like a really interesting life all of a sudden, and it's weird to write about that. So it's nicer to write about like stuff that people can relate to, because not a lot of people can relate to like how it is to be in a band. So
okay, so more about common life, we can say that.
Yeah.
It's more introvert, more looking to yourself instead of observing something else. It's more, I think it went, you more went introspective with this one, lyric wise.
Yeah, and in a way that people actually still can relate, because if you're like a musician or if you work at a bank, or all the people have the same problems with certain things, and it's really nice if you can keep it a bit vague, not like too literally from this is literally my problem, but more like a lot of metaphors that people actually can see a lot of themselves in it. And I think that's the best way to reach people and to help them with their problems or something. I don't know.
It's quite hard to be, I think, on a universal level without being cliche. Like, everyone has insecurities or fears or...
But, you know, for example, Shakespeare is always actual because...
Yeah,
about
I think
so
that's... I don't know if we make that timeless art, but I think with good art, it doesn't really matter what day it is or who you are, or I think it has to transcend certain like normal life boundaries. And if you, I think this was more on a feeling level than on an observing level. What our previous records was more about, like we looked around and now we look to ourselves, and that was kind of new, I think.
Yeah, it was new, but still it's really, it was good, especially because you have a really busy life and a really hectic life, and it's good to take a step back and just look at what you have and see how like friends of yours exactly have the same things that they are thinking about or they have problems with, only then in their own life. So everyone has like simultaneously the same things and that they want to work on. So it's really really good to do that, especially when you're so busy and hectic, to take a step back and just observe yourself.
Exactly. Let's talk about a couple of track in the record, just for introduce to the people something to listen before the concert. My favorite in the album is War, because it's
our current single.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a really big when we were writing it, we had like a couple of songs for the record, and we sort of had an overview on what the record was about and what's going to be, and we thought, oh, we need a really dark, epic song, and then we came up with War, which is probably the most up, euphoric tune we ever wrote, I think, and that was one of the like big moments in writing the album, when we thought we can't really like push this in a direction, we just have to let it happen. And that was a big big thing with War, I think, just let it come out, and if it's a really like chunky pop song, which I think it is, then it's okay, it's who we are, it's what we do and what comes out in the rehearsal space. And like the melody you thought of, the first thing you thought was, oh, this is too simple. This is too
the
basic.
The melody of the chorus, it was just in my head all the time, but I didn't really write it. It was just I was listening to like the instrumentals the whole day, because that's how I like to write like the vocal melodies. Just listen to it a lot, and then that vocal was there in the background every time while I was writing different lines, and still there was like. So then I thought it's the same what you just said. Sometimes you have to let your thoughts go and just go with like what comes natural. And that was the same with that. I thought, nah, this can't be like the line. This is way too simple. It's like all the time. Come on, you can do better than that. But still, it was in my head, and it kept. It actually was the line. It has always been that line. Only I had to accept it.
And I think a lot of people think it's a political song because of the title, you know, war. It sounds really. And I think that's a really fun thing. You just put people on their wrong leg. That's a Dutch expression.
Yeah.
But it's totally the opposite of what you expect it to be when reading the title. It's more like a fun song about. Like not going to war or not fighting with someone else. It's not about politics or like real world issues, but more like someone challenges you or provokes you, and then it's really easy to go along with it and start fighting and being grumpy. It's really hard to sometimes just say, okay, I'm not fighting with you. It's
cool.
It's pretty wise, actually. It's a wise lesson in there.
Okay, and what about All for Nothing?
Oh wow,
that was one of the first ones we wrote.
First,
yeah.
And actually, that was the first time that we felt that we could create something that came really natural, because we Jan actually started with like the do 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 do, and then Niles and Jan were doing like the whole groove, and that was actually a song itself that was like felt really good. Like yeah, this is. Exactly what we want, like that really laid back but still pushing groove, and then we started like the guitar riffs, and everything just fell into place. We played it one time and it hasn't changed. Like
I think we wrote the basics in an hour or so.
Yeah.
The basic structure, it was like, okay, we got this groove, we got the chorus quite easily as well, and then we just said this.
Very
natural. In the past we could say, oh, this is too easy, or this is too obvious, or this is too this, or this is too that.
Mm-hmm.
And we really learned with this record, I think, just to embrace your sort of primal ideas or something.
Yeah.
It's really, because that is actually takes more guts sometimes. It's really easy to just layer everything and work on all these different lines for endless amounts of time, but sometimes you have to really pinpoint that extreme primal idea and try to make that into a song, because that is really, I think, where the magic happens with us as a band, when we just do something in a room, like we jam, and then there, I think, lies the uniqueness as well.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy nowadays to recreate something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much more interesting, I think, to try to get it out of the jam and then make it into a song, because we really like songs, you know. We're not like a jam band or a psychedelic 19-minute song. We still really like well-written songs, but I think that the idea that the song is formed around needs to come from a jam, or needs to come from some kind of unique moment, you know, that you can't really
or recreate in the studio.
Yeah,
you can
like done with it.
You can do all kinds of fancy stuff in the studio, but just to catch the energy between the four of us in the rehearsal room, that's something that's hard to replicate in the studio. So We like it when that's the foundation of the song, and then we can add the details and
mm-hmm.
do all kinds of stuff with sound and things like that. So
okay, cool.
Really happy
the
about that.
The last one is Done With It.
Yeah, that's exactly like that.
Yeah.
That was one of like the most obvious jam turned into song ones on Rivals. I think I have a demo on my telephone still, where we played it the first time, and it was much quicker than it ended up on the record, because always when we have a jam which we are enthusiastic about, we start raising the tempo naturally, because we're just like, oh yeah, fuck, this is awesome. But that was like the main idea, really, came from a jam we just did with the four of us, and then Eloy started layering all these more African-esque lines on top of it, and that's why it sort of got a Paul Simon-y,
Graceland
vibe. That's what we really liked about it as well. It's one of our favorite tracks on the record as well, because it's a bit different, I think, from what we've done before.
Yeah, it is.
Really poppy as well, but really natural,
yeah,
too. I don't know. Hard to pinpoint exactly why we like it. I think
it's a little bit like a little bit magical or something. You have like a word in Dutch, only I don't know how you say it in English.
I know a bit of Dutch, so try.
Bezwerend.
Mesmerizing.
Yeah, that's I have that a little bit. Like with the last album I had with Ride, the song Ride. And this, for me, was really nice to have one of those songs on this album as well. That you actually, it's really crispy, and it's really...
You sort of get this rolling vibe of it.
It's like it's just a trip of like three and a half minutes. So
okay, last question is, what people can expect from a Kensington live outside Poland? Because, you know, people in Holland.
Yeah. I think our shows are really based on energy.
Mm-hmm.
We expect some energy from the crowd as well. And I don't know, we had a really good run in Holland last year, so I think we're quite warmed up to play. And it's really, really exciting to bring rivals outside of Holland now, because we're, of course, really... anxious about how people are going to react to it, because I mean it's our baby, you know, and we're bringing
exactly.
it
yeah.
to
you're
Italy for the we've never played in Italy before.
No, I've almost never been in Italy actually, so this is going to be I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's going to be my favorite show.
I've been in Milan once, and it was with a really strange reason.
Yeah, not a good reason.
I'm looking forward to the nice pizza.
That's private life now. It's men life. It's different.
It's part of the job. Here in Milan.
Okay, guys.
What's the best local dish in Milan?
It's a risotto alla milanese.
Oh, wow.
Typical of Milan, and lots of other plates.
What's in it? In the risotto alla milanese?
There is... Ooh, how is it called in English? Shit.
How you call it in Italian?
Zafferano.
Oh,
so
zafferano.
Yeah.
The yellow
yeah.
powder. Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
You know.
I'm going to try it. Risotto alla milanese.
Okay, I will give to the promo guys all
all
the tips. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
See you tonight in
cool.
Main Square.
And what's the show?
You know.